This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Cook the perfect Spanish style. Nieves Barragán Mohacho prepares tortilla with chorizo. Now, I may have some trouble with pronunciations in this next item, so I'm going to look at her and ask her to forgive anything I say that is wrong. Nieves Barragán Mohacho is best known as the head chef of group of Spanish tapas bars in London, for which she earned the Soho branch a Michelin star. She's now planning to open her own restaurant, and she's produced a book, Sabor, Flavours from a Spanish Kitchen. And today she will cook the perfect tortilla with chorizo. What?
Hola, con chorizo.
Con chorizo. Con chorizo. At least I'm going to get that one right. What are the basic ingredients, Nieves, of a tortilla?
Yeah, it's the most popular dish, a Spanish dish, okay? And it's very base. It's eggs, potatoes, and onion. And from there, you can add anything. One of the most popular ones is with the chorizo we're going to cook today. And it's one of my favorite ones as well. But you can add vegetables, you can add fish. That is so great about tortilla. You can add anything.
Why are tortillas such a significant part of Spanish cuisine? How did it come about?
Because from north to south, east to west, it's very different, the food in Spain, okay? But tortilla, every single mom or parents, they cook at home. And it's great to eat for lunch, for dinner. It's great to eat for the day after. And that's why, because it tastes delicious. And it's so simple with a very simple ingredients.
So there you're chopping potatoes.
I'm going to chop my onions. Ah. And I'm going to chop my potatoes, which is I'm going to start to cook.
So you chop the onion very finely?
Yeah, because you want to cook it quickly and you want to add the sweetness of the onions in the tortilla.
So great. That was a bit of olive oil just went in the pan?
I'm going to put a little bit of olive oil. Look at that, nice, beautiful. That's cooking the onion there very slowly. I'm going to chop the chorizo.
You've got 2 pounds there, saucepan,
yes.
And looks like a little omelette. Pan, so you cook the basic ingredients in the saucepan together, do you, first?
Well, normally you want to do it a little bit faster, like in this case. You cook the onions for one side and the potato for the other one, and then you will mix together, okay? You will mix together. You need to add the potatoes with the onion when it's warm. Very important to do that when it's warm. But you can do everything in one pan.
Why is it so important to do it when it's warm?
Because when the potato and the onion is warm, when you add to the egg, it gets juicier, it mixes together, they match together. When the potato is cold and the onion is cold, when you add the egg, it's very difficult to miss the flavor, very difficult. But when it's warm, it matches. You can smell it more. Cooked tortilla is one of the fun things ever.
The smell that's coming over here is very good already, it has to be said. You grew up, I know, on the coast near Bilbao. How big a part did food and cooking play when you were a child?
Well, my mum is a very good cook, okay? And my grandma, she was paralysed in that time. So my mum, she used to entertain me. She used to make me peel very simple things like broth beans, frisbees, something like it won't hurt me what I'm doing, but also I'm having fun. So for me, cooking is always being grow up as a fun thing. And when you're cooking, it doesn't need to be an expensive ingredient. Like today, we're having one of the probably more cheapest ingredients, and the flavor, that's what we're looking, the flavor, which is mean sabor, as we're going to talk about. But that is the main thing. Try to get simple ingredients and get the most possible flavor.
What seasoning do you put in with the potatoes and the onions?
It's only salt, pepper. Only salt and pepper. And olive oil, good olive oil. Try to buy, when you buy an egg, try to get the best eggs. If you buy a potato, get a good potato. When you buy an onion, get big onion. Get the one, it's very sweet. You don't want to buy the ones, the little ones. You want a sweet onion. And this is what you try to do. Try to buy simple things, but try to get the best.
Have we done the eggs yet? I know they haven't gone in yet.
Right now.
You need to get them ready to go in. What was it like to find that you'd won a Michelin star for a Spanish tapas restaurant?
Well, that was something that I never thought it was going to happen. Because when I'm cooking, when I got the guests in the restaurant, I'm not looking to get a Michelin star, you know what I mean? My aim is to get the best to the guests and make them happy, listen to them and see their faces. This is my goal. This is what we're trying to do. Of course, when I have that phone call at 7 o'clock in the morning saying that Nieves, you won the Michelin star, I was just coming out from the shower. And I was running around from the house, calling my family, calling the chefs. I was so pleased for the staff. I was so pleased for the restaurant. All this hard work. You know, it was like, I got goosebumps right now just thinking about it.
What's the origin of tapas? How did it develop as the classic way of eating in Spain? The origin of tapas.
Well, the origin of tapas, we used to do that. We used to put on top of the drink, they used to put like a small tapa. Tapa, it means like lit.
Oh, you don't that, pronounce the S.
Tapas, it means plural. Okay. But this, so that it will come later on. So now for us, tapas is a lot of small dishes. And the point of tapas is to have fun. This is when you're having tapas, you know you're going to have fun. You're going to be sharing. And food is about that. It's about sharing and having fun. So that's why it's so important for us to have tapas. Because it's a fun thing. It's a fun thing.
We've got the eggs mixed up. We've got the onions done. The potatoes are ready. We're not going to get this finished in time for me to try it, but we will try it at the end of the programme, I assure you.
Exactly.
How do you tell when a tortilla is ready?
Right. You need to touch it. I'm going to add the tortilla now. You need to feel it. You know, you don't want to have a very hard tortilla. People like well-cooked, people like more runny. I like between, not too hard, not too soft. So you need to press your fingers, and when you feel it's not too soft and not too hard, for me, that is when you should have a tortilla.
Okay, you carry on. I'm going to introduce the cereal, and the smells are getting more and more delicious, Nieves. And I will have this for my early lunch, if that's all right with you. You carry on cooking. Now, Nieves, I've been tasting your tortilla. It's a wonderfully stuffed omelette.
Thank you very much.
It's really delicious. And you can eat it hot or cold, can't you?
Exactly. That's the point. You know, I like it hot because I like things when they properly cook and straight to the table. But it's great for the day after. It's great for the evening. You can keep it in your fridge.
Well, thank you very much. It was delicious. And good luck with the new restaurant, Sabor Flavor, in January. Thank you. Nieves Barragán Mahacho was producing the perfect tortilla with chorizo.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. Their meditations range to fit your needs each day, from anxiety and stress, relaxation and focus, to building habits and taking care of your physical well-being. They even have expert-led talks on topics such as tips for overcoming stress and anxiety, handling grief, improving self-esteem, caring for relationships, and more. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.